Harlequin Romantic Suspense and Harper Audio present Colton Threat Unleashed by Tara Taylor Quinn. Performed by Courtney Patterson. Dear reader, welcome to the Coltons of Owl Creek. We've got family saga galore as the small, close-knit town of Owl Creek is besieged by a danger with no name. The one constant? The Coltons, of course. These brothers and sisters and cousins are there for each other without fail. Questions are asked, they bicker some, but they lay down their lives for each other. Every single time. In Colton Threat Unleashed, Book 1, we've got the whole family together as the oldest Colton sister, Ruby, a veterinarian, finds out she's pregnant at the same time someone seems to be stalking her. Her sisters think the stalker is the father of her baby. Ruby knows differently, but can't say. The father is her older brother's friend, Sebastian, a war vet whose dogs are his life. They had a one-night stand after one of Sebastian's dogs almost died. And, well, the saga begins. Please, turn the page and jump in with both feet. 12 seasoned authors have poured their hearts into these books. Each one has its own complete story, suspense, and romance, and together they make an emotionally intense, compelling experience that will keep you hooked all year. TTQ. To the Colton readers, who are the most important and cherished members of the family. Chapter 1. He'd had sex with her. What in the hell had he been thinking? Clearly, he hadn't been thinking. Sitting in his office, Sebastian watched her through his window. Weeks had passed, and still he watched with too much interest as the beautiful veterinarian left the kennel where she'd been seeing to a pregnant dog after her regular office hours at her clinic in town and headed toward his house. That messy bun. Did she always have to wear it looking so bedroom-like? The long blonde hair had been down by the time she'd left his bed. Had she loosened it? Had he? Things had been so intense that night, with Oscar being injured by shrapnel from gunfire. Him calling Ruby in the middle of the night, afraid the heavily bleeding canine was going to die on him. As if sensing his current unrest, the Golden Retriever mix, and Sebastian Cross's personal canine companion, grabbed a stuffed octopus and brought it over to shove it in Sebastian's hand. He and Oscar had started Crosswinds together, training search and rescue dogs, like Oscar, for people all over the country. Oscar didn't seem at all fazed by that night 2 months before. But Sebastian, thinking he'd lost his only family member, pacing in his home while Dr. Ruby Colton worked on Oscar, had been thrown back a few years. He'd thought he'd left the panic behind. And the vet. She'd finished with Oscar that night and had come upon Sebastian in a particularly low moment, one no other human had witnessed before. How it had gone from there to sex. Wiping a hand down his face, he turned from the window in his office, chosen because of the view of his property, and headed toward the back door off the kitchen, the door Ruby used every time she came to check on Oscar. He grabbed another quick glance out the kitchen window. When it was light outside, the vastness of his land, the lake at the edge of it, soothed him. Any time of the day or night, sight of the kennels did the same. Neither was enough that evening as he heard the knock on his door. In the 2 months since the night, as he'd come to think of it, neither he nor Ruby had mentioned what had happened. They'd both pretended nothing had. They had to, right? Owl Creek was a small town, and she not only tended to the search and rescue animals that he trained, but she also gave free medical treatment to the PTSD dogs he provided to veterans who needed them. Still, if nothing else, he had to apologize. To her, to someone. She was his best friend's.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?